Dr. Siti Nadia from Easy said, hearing loss often goes unnoticed until it has serious consequences, especially in children. According to Dr. Nadia, WHO data for 2021 indicates that 1.5 billion people worldwide are at risk of hearing loss, with approximately 430 million in need of rehabilitation.
Kalau kita lihat bahwa dari laporan WHO tahun 2021,
according to the WHO 2021 report, 1.5 billion people are at risk of hearing loss due to reduced hearing function, with a threshold of more than 20 decibels. 20 decibels are the normal hearing threshold, meaning that 1 in 5 people may experience hearing loss due to environmental factors. Nearly 80% of people with hearing loss live in middle and low income countries. This means that given Indonesia's diverse income levels, we must consider hearing loss as a significant problem for our society.
Bervariatif ya, yang artinya kita juga harus melihat bahwa ini suatu ancaman untuk masyarakat kita.
Therefore, Dr. Nadia reminded the public to conduct early detections and maintain hearing health by reducing exposures to loud noises. She also stressed the importance of educating parents and teachers to recognize the signs of hearing loss among children. You're listening to Highlight of the Week by the Voice of Indonesia. Governor of the Special Region of Yogyakarta, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, led the ceremony to commemorate the 270th anniversary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta at the Mandala Krida Stadium on Thursday morning. The celebration was held through a flag ceremony and governor's speech at a plenary meeting of the legislature. After the ceremony, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X told journalists that he hopes for the full support of the community to actively fuel development in Yogyakarta with positive things.
Ya, saya kira saya perlu bantuan teman-teman media ya, bagaimana peristiwa hari.
I think I need help from my friends in the media. How today's events can become an event, not only talking about history, but also, as I said earlier, how community participation is a subject in building the future of Jogja.
Bagaimana partisipasi masyarakat itu juga menjadi subjek di dalam membangun Jogja masa depan.
The Sultan also hopes for innovation and creativity from the community in developing Yogyakarta without having to rely solely on government assistance.
Tidak hanya mendagangkan pemerintah, tapi bagaimana masyarakatnya yang kreatif, inovatif gitu.
Not only relying on the government, but how the community is creative, innovative, to be able to build a sense of comfort and security. The community also needs to participate.
Bagaimana masyarakat juga bisa menjadi subjek di dalam proses untuk tantangan masa depan.
In the commemoration of the 270th anniversary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta this year, the theme was Jogja Tumata Tuh Ngrembaka, which means Yogyakarta is increasingly organized, continues to grow, and also protects all community entities in it. Government urged university to advance research and innovation. Ranoff has the details.
Indonesian Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto told media at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday that President Prabowo emphasized Indonesia's great potential to become a developed country by mastering of science and technology as the key to achieving this goal. Brian also stated that governments emphasize the importance of maintaining academic integrity by instilling an anti-corruption culture in educational institutions.
Pak Presiden juga menyampaikan hanya bangsa yang menguasai sains dan teknologi ini akan menjadi bangsa yang makmur.
The President also stated that only nations that master science and technology will become prosperous nations. He also mentioned that Indonesia's bright future must be supported by the development of science and technology while ensuring high integrity. Therefore, the anti-corruption culture must continue to be instilled in the future generations of Indonesia.
Terus diingatkan kepada generasi masa depan bangsa Indonesia.
Furthermore, Brian stated that the government encourages universities to produce superior products that support national self-sufficiency, including in the food sector and mineral downstreaming. During the meeting, the President also emphasized the crucial role of universities in preparing high-quality human resources to accelerate the development of Indonesia's strategic industries.
President Prabowo launched the latest mechanism for distributing allowances for regional state civil apparatus teachers, which will be given directly to teachers' bank accounts as an effort to reduce inefficient bureaucracy. Dora Pardede has the details.
President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, appreciates the latest mechanism for distributing allowances for regional state civil apparatus teachers, which will be given directly to teachers' accounts. This was conveyed by President Prabowo in his remarks, an event entitled Launching of the New Mechanism for Regional State Civil Apparatus Teacher Allowances Directly to Teacher Accounts at the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education in Jakarta Thursday. The President revealed the new mechanism by sending regional state civil apparatus teacher allowances directly to teacher accounts as an effort to reduce inefficient bureaucracy. President Prabowo also emphasized to his government ranks to eliminate the culture of complicated bureaucratic inefficiency.
Kita harus hilangkan budaya-budaya yang...
We must eliminate those wrong cultures. If it can be made long, why make it short? If it can be made long, why make it easy? This is the culture that we must erode.
Yang harus kita kikis.
President Prabowo also reminded the bureaucrats who cannot create an efficient bureaucratic system, they will be evaluated. The President is also determined to have a clean, efficient, and economical government system where all state well for the benefit of the people can be achieved.
Well, listener, that was highlight of the week.
Nikmati dunia kau berikan ku Ramadan penuh cinta. Ramadan ini kan ku jalani, imanku karena engkau Allahu Rabbi. Jangan terkira nikmat di dunia, kau berikan ku Ramadan penuh cinta.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berhenti denyut nadiku.
Now, here is the morning talk about building global bridges through Ramadan. Hosted by Dalat Pane.
Voice of Indonesia. Listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, as we know that Ramadan is observed by the Muslim community around the world, and in some part of the world, Ramadan is a significant cultural and religious event for Muslims community. But in other places, Ramadan may not be as widely understood or recognized as in Muslim majority countries. And this moment, I have Bapak Pribadi Sutyono, the Ambassador of Indonesia to Slovakia, and also Bapak Edi Wardoyo, the Consul General of Indonesia to Mumbai, India. Hello, Bapak Pribadi and Pak Edi. How are you?
I'm good. We are good, Pak Daulat. Thank you very
good
much.
Good morning. Good morning. Assalamualaikum, Pak.
Waalaikumsalam. Sehat-sehat. Okay, you are in very good health, Pak Edi dan Pak Pribadi.
Alhamdulillah. Insyaallah, alhamdulillah.
Okay, Pak Pribadi and also Pak Edi, as we know that we are in the month of Ramadan, that means that we are fasting. But as I mentioned before, that in some places Ramadan is a significant cultural or religious event, but in some others maybe it is not really widely understood, like in the Muslim majority countries. So we would like to know, how is Ramadan observed in the country you are posting, Pak Edi and also Pak Pribadi? To Pak Pribadi first. Pak Pribadi, can we have a data or information about the Muslim population in Slovakia at present?
Well, Slovakia is in the very central of Europe now, this part of the European Union. I believe that Slovakia is one of the least country that has a Muslim population. The population itself is only 5.4 million, and the Muslim population is maybe only around 6,000 to 7,000, including all the expatriate, the foreigners. Mm-hmm. So mostly they are coming from other part of the world. Mm-hmm. Even that now the number is not that much increasing since 5 or 7 years ago.
Okay, so it can be said that Muslim is a minority in the Slovakia, Pak Pribadi.
Yes, it's not only minority, but also it's not well recognized by the government itself.
Okay.
Yes.
And in Mumbai, what is the number of the population, Muslim population, Pak Edi?
Yes, if we look at the data, actually, in India itself, the number of the Muslim is almost 200 million.
Yes.
But if we talk about the Maharashtra, in Maharashtra itself, the number of the Muslim populations compared to the majority is around 12%, which is around 13 million people in Maharashtra. And in Mumbai itself, Mumbai is a city, and in Mumbai is around 2 million people, Muslim populations in Maharashtra. Is compared to Indonesia, maybe small, but in Mumbai itself, the number is quite significant.
Okay. So, Pak Pribadi, since Muslim is a very small number in Slovakia, so how is Ramadan is observed in Slovakia?
Well, among the community itself is quite welcome. I mean, there's a lot of of activities, including as we know that like Taraweh or breakfasting together, mm-hmm. and also later on in the Eid, we are going to have going to perform the Salat Eid for sure. Well, but it's only concentrated in very small places, like in a big city, like in Bratislava or Banska or in Košice, since the number is not that much.
Okay, but you still, I mean, the embassy still perform breathing fast together and also a prayer.
Yes, we do. Among the Indonesians, we always have break fasting together and start every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have Taraweh together every day in our residence here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we are keeping this activities as normal as like what in Indonesia. The best thing is now, I mean, since the Indonesian, now the number is increasing about 500% since four years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of Indonesian Muslims now also active in these activities of the Ramadan.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. And how about in Mumbai, Pak Edi?
Yes, in Mumbai, actually the number of the innocent people in Mumbai is quite small. It's less than 100 people. So in consulate, we don't have such kind of the Taraweh, but we make iftar programs that we invite not only Indonesians, but also our colleagues from the consulates and also our friends from India.
Mm-hmm.
But we actively participate or going to the local Ramadan gatherings. And as I mentioned earlier, that the number of the Muslims in Mumbai is quite significant, and there are many festivals here during Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
So the situation is like in Jakarta. So I can say that even though that the number of the Muslim people in Mumbai is not big, is less than 100, but we actively participate in the local Ramadan gathering in Mumbai.
Mumbai. And is there any unique, I mean, the Indonesian tradition brings to Mumbai, Eddie? Just say like what we call here in Indonesia, ngabuburit, so spending time before the breaking the fast. Can we find it in Mumbai?
Yes, for such kind of the what we call as ngabuburit, yes, it's almost same like in Jakarta. There are, if we look at the some places in Mumbai, we can find people that they spend their time before the iftar to going out for the just ngabuburit. But if you ask regarding the activity for the Indonesians, that we don't have such kind of special ngabuburit, but we make as I mentioned earlier that we make such kind of gathering, and before gathering we have activities such kind of the we inform the current situation in Indonesia. We also inform regarding the what kind of the service or program that we make to the innocent community and also our friends here in Mumbai. So we don't have such kind of the ngabuburit like Indonesia, especially organized by Indonesians, but we actively like myself and also my colleagues in the consulate, we go with our friends in Mumbai to going out somewhere to look at the Mumbai life before we together we have iftar in Mumbai.
Okay, Pak Edi, what is the most popular spot or places in Mumbai? As you say that you and friends goes out there, like we call here ngabuburit. So what is the popular spot here in Jakarta? We have a Ben Hill, right?
Yes, here in Mumbai we have there are places in Mumbai. The name is Beni Bazar. Beni Bazar is a location that mostly majority population there consists of the Muslim. And in Beni Bazar is almost same like in Indonesia. There are many people sell food, local foods, but sometimes we can find the food that only we can find only in Ramadan.
Okay.
And they sell from 4 p.m. until 4 a.m. in the morning. So the situation is quite light, and we will enjoy the Ramadan situation in Beni Bazar and also the other places in Mumbai. And mostly in Mumbai, as if I can inform you that Mumbai itself, there are South Mumbai and also the other places such kind of Bandra and also the others, and the regions outside of South Mumbai is mostly dominant people there are Muslims. So I already informed my colleague and also some people that we'll go to the places not only Beni Bazar but also in Dadar and also the Andheri is and also Minari. There are the biggest and in Mari we can find the mosque, and this is the biggest mosque in Mumbai.
Okay, so Sribani, if Pak Edi has just say ngabuburit in Mumbai, so what about in Bratislava? Do you have this kind of tradition, Pak Pribadi?
Well, we are not that fortunate like in Mumbai, but we also have activities like getting together with all the Muslims people in Bratislava, especially. Since we have Taraweh together, and we cooperate with one of the the Yayasan or the foundation in here that try to promote Islam or in Slovakia. As I mentioned to you that Muslim or Islam here is still not been recognized very well by the government, so we have to try to promote more on the Muslim. But we also have activities like we are promoting Islam in university, for example, during this Ramadan. Again, work with the Muslim Cordoba Foundation. And usually from us, the Indonesian embassy, we also invite kind of an imam or ustad from Indonesia, work together with the foundation of Cordoba. Again, to promote not only about Islam but also about Muslim of Indonesia, Ramadan lil alamin, which is very, I believe this is a kind of a unique Muslim in kind of Indonesia. So we have this year we also have imam from Indonesia work together with the organization called the Initiative Dai Center, and not only we are working in the with the Yayasan Cordoba, but so we are having kind of Taraweh bersama or kubur bersama with the Indonesian community with the imam. And again, this year is a bit special for us, for Indonesian also the Muslim communities in Slovakia, since the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Slovakia now having actually today is going to have a iftar among the Organization of Islamic Cooperation or members countries, and the good thing is that Indonesia will be the kind of a persons who've been asked by the government of Slovakia to express about Ramadan in Indonesia, for example, to all the audience later on today. Well, this is a very good opportunity. I mean, it's also means that the government of Slovakia is starting to recognize more on Muslim and Islam world in Slovakia, which is it is a very, very positive way of Slovakian government think about it. In the level of the people itself, I mean, the people of Slovakia is now becoming more open and open on the, Muslim in Slovakia. Even that we are a very tiny in number, around 0.1% of the population, but again, we also trying to more exposed to the people or the citizens of Slovakia, and they accept it very, very well. So this is a kind of a positive way of openness of the people of the Slovakia, not only from the government, but also from the people of the Slovakia.
Okay. So, yes, well accepted, but is there any challenge observing Ramadan in Slovakia, pribadi? I will give you an example. When I was in Korea, in South Korea, okay, I'm the only person in the office who is observing our Ramadan at the time.
Well,
so what about?
Well, yes, well, for sure that challenge is there. I mean, if you don't count at the embassy because majority we are Muslim, but if you see in the offices in Slovakia or in Bratislava, for example, well, maybe they will find difficulties to perform solat, for example, because there is no place for that. And also to find halal meat is very difficult. Sometimes we have to go to outside of Slovakia, which is the closest neighbor is Austria. You can find a halal one, but this very is close in distance, so there's no problem. But the challenge is in the day-to-day activities of Muslims is quite challenging. Even we only have a very small, well, you cannot say it as a mosque, but it's just more like a musola maybe, which is very tiny. That's why in a normal time, for the Friday prayer, for example, they have to perform two times or sometimes three times Friday prayers in a row because the place is very, very small. Since 3 years ago, the Indonesian embassy in Bratislava in Slovakia is opening our door for performing Salat Idul Fitri for all the Muslims people in there. So now they have a place not to, or have to be, you know, waiting or in a three times a row or something like that. So we can accommodate the embassy itself. We can accommodate around 500 people in one prayer. So that's significant issues that now is being faced by the Muslim in Slovakia.
Okay. Pribadi, talking about place to pray and also find the halal meat. So, as we know that Indonesia's government, especially our religious affairs ministry, are in efforts of promoting halal foods around the world. So, how are you doing there? I mean, in the Slovakia's embassy.
Well, we do also starting this kind of promotion on halal meat or halal issues in from Indonesia, especially starting from when the previous vice president Kyai Haji Ma'ruf Amin came to Slovakia in November 2023. Mm-hmm. So we introduced them on the halal issues like here from Indonesia, and they accept it, especially the Muslim population here, because they would like to learn more on this halal. The problem or the challenge is if you talk about the trade, for example, in halal, for example, you know, Slovakia is too small in terms of you going to do retail issues. If you want to open the halal shop, for example, only 0.1% or maybe less people would like to buy your commodity. So that's not that promising in terms of trade, yeah.
Okay.
Economy, but in terms of da'wah, maybe is good for sure.
Okay, thank you. So only 5,500 people, yeah. Talking about the profit,
five million, 400 population,
and
Muslim is only about 6 to 7 thousand.
Yes, okay. So, Pa Eddie, do you also have this issue, Pa Eddie, in Mumbai? Just about talking about face to face also halal products.
Yes, for the place to pray, actually, we don't have any difficulties. But compared to Indonesia, in Mumbai, there are not so many like musola,
okay.
only mosques, and the number of mosques itself is not big compared to like in Indonesia. So, if we want to have a prayer, we have to go to the mosque, and sometimes it's not easy because in Ramadan the mosque is full of people going there during Ramadan. So that is the challenge. And also the other challenge is usually mosque in India, especially in Mumbai, there are no portion for the woman. So for the innocent woman who wants to have a tarawih, it's difficult to go to the mosque. So they make it with innocent people. We make it with tarawih with innocent people, or sometimes with they make the tarawih in their own house. So there is the challenge for the even though that. The number of the Muslim in Mumbai is quite big, but to have to find mosque is not easy, especially in Ramadan, and especially for the woman that they cannot go to the mosque,
okay.
Because mostly people who want to go to mosque mostly by men.
And
so there is the challenge.
Okay. So and the embassy, I mean the consulate general organize prayer every day. I mean, Pa Eddie.
No, as you look at the number of things of people here, it's quite small, less than 100, and they stay is quite far from the office. So we don't make prayer during Ramadan for some people. So better for effectively we go to the local mosque.
Okay.
Even though that the distance is not close from the office.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Pa Pribadi Sutiono, and also Pa Edi Wardoyo for your time discussing about what is Ramadan, the meaning of Ramadan in Slovakia and also in Mumbai, India. I hope we can have this conversation once again before the ad filter.
Thank you very much, Pak Pani.
Okay, thank you very much, Pak.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, that was my very interesting conversation with Indonesian Ambassador to Slovakia, His Excellency Bapak Pribadi Sutiono, and also Indonesian Consul General to Mumbai, India, His Excellency Bapak Edi Wardoyo, and I hope our conversation will be, useful and bringing benefits for you. I'm Dalal Pane, and see you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Satu, kau begitu indah. Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan. Aku jadi tak sabar. Langit, kau begitu gelap. Malam, menggenapkan hasrat. Engkau ada di sampingku. Jangan diamkan aku. Bawalah aku ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu. Dekaplah diriku, dengar kan debaran hati. Jangan kau ragukan aku, engkau bunga jiwaku. Bawalah aku ke dalam hangat dirimu.
makin terbang melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
at RA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Salad! Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their related study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast. Please leave some comments and questions to voilisteners@gmail.com, RRI Digital, and our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, and TikTok, VOI_official. You can also listen to other talks at VOI on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Voice of Indonesia is still available on voinews.id, RRI Digital, and 3325 and 4755 kHz. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本系播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33.25GHz和17.55GHz。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。听众朋友您好，我诺法祝你身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息，其中这一事相关印度尼西亚副总统辞职，将人工智能应用于国家教育，而他也安排了接受印度尼西亚流行歌曲，以及给你介绍在印度尼西亚各地区的土特在Sona Indonesia。 开始今天的节目，请各位收听新闻，由丽达主持的。
Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，记住没有接下来请各位收听播报新闻。新闻提要：第一，印尼副总统接着将人工智能应用于国家教育；第二，国家发展规划局认证国家总体发展计划旨在应对挑战，并制作国家计划准备好应对挑战该制作国家的计划。第三，巴东巴厘岛县政府与中国总领馆结党合作发展。现在新闻内容。印尼副总统吉布兰拉卡布明拉卡强调了教育领域是因人工智能技术进步的重要性。最近掌管在雅加达的国立第66高级中学，吉布兰拉卡布明拉卡副总统对记者介绍说，将继续推动使用人工智能来提高学生在学校的生产力和创造力。现在一切都已准备就绪。显然，我们现在关注的是年轻人、学生如何利用这种工人智能进行生产的活动。其实光以我的反馈，如我之前所说的，生产力、创造力可以得到人工智能的支持。此外，吉布兰拉卡布明拉卡副总统也表示，
这将一讲以响官补为协调。根据中统的这时，政府还计划在小学和幼儿园阶段开始与技术进步相符的课程，随着人工智能在全球范围内迅速发展，印尼政府正努力跟上步伐的。将继续现在有关人工智能在教育领域应用的法规和政策，一确保资讯后该做好充分准备迎接即将到来的挑战。印尼国家发展规划部长兼国家发展规划局局长 Rahmat Pambudi 表示，2025年、2029年印度尼西亚国家经济发展计划的事实是为了实现发展的目标，符合中统的愿景，基于印度尼西亚共同迈向2015年黄金印度尼西亚。2025年3月13号在雅加达与印度尼西亚国会第十一委员会举行的工作会议上， Rahmat Pambudi 表示，发展目标包括减贫经济增长。他接着说，制定这个发展计划是为了应对挑战并制作国家计划的事实。国家总体发展计划正在实现多项发展的目标，其中减少贫困，提高人力资源质量，实现可得性的高经济增长，并通过外交政策和环境方面的目标得到加强。国家优先事项还包括实际上中东优先计划，其中包括各个领域的发展计划以及一块数期的最佳结果证书应计划新设载体的步骤。所有这些努力都是为了适当快速和可衡量的应对主要问题和挑战，从而为这这个项国家发展计划的事实奠定坚实的基础。此外， Rahmat Pambudi 表示，2015年黄金印度尼西亚愿景专注于合作对于这这年轻一代发展的重要性。他说，印尼年轻一代必须在已建立的基础上有同样的决心，使印尼在2015年与发达国家并起并坐。与此同时，印度尼西亚国会第十一委员会主席 Muhammad Haikal 表示，制定的规划必须能够应对专注经济、社会环境以及日理复杂的地缘政治动态的挑战。他认为，印度尼西亚国家经济发展计划制定的政策必须具有适应性、转型性，并面向包容性和可持续。